Parashas Bamidbar begins a new sefer, and it really introduces us to a new part of the Torah where Klal Yisrael have a time now in the Midbar where they have the challenges, where they have their victories, where they have their falls. That's sefer Bamidbar. But Tosafot says Megillah Daf Lamed Aleph from a base. If you want to look it up, there in Divrei Maskil Klolos. Sidru Likrei B'Midbar Kodem Shavuos, that the Chazal were mesaken to read the parasha of B'Midbar before Shavuos, k'dei sho lahasmich haklolos shebuchukosai la'atzeres. We want to make a buffer between last week's parasha, which is a unfortunate parasha of Buchukosai, which deals with the klolos. We do not want to go straight from Buchukosai straight into Shavuos. What's wrong with going straight into Shavuos? Shavuos is a din shadonim boyal peris ilon. Yeah, being judged on Peres Ilan, and therefore you do not want to go from Klolos into Shavuos. And therefore you have a Midbar that is a buffer that separates between Mechukosai and Shavuos. So it seems that Bamidbar is just a sort of no man's land in order to separate one from the other. But integrally, it's not pshat that Bamidbar has any intrinsic lesson to teach me in Parshas Kabbalah HaTorah. But Rav Moshe Feinstein says in the Sefer that the whole parasha of Bamidbar is not just a buffer, but the whole parasha of Bamidbar is used as an introduction to how we should be focusing ourselves and what part we have in the Torah before Kabbalah HaTorah. The parasha begins, and the parasha says in Posuk Beis, Se'u esrosh kol hadas b'nei Yisrael. Se'u. So what does Se'u mean? Se'u means raise up, elevate, lift up. What does Se'u mean? B'mispar shemos. So the Chazal tell us that Se'u is going to be done b'derech kovod. The Ramban says later on, l'manoisam b'derech kovod g'dula l'kol echel ve'echel. You're going to lift up each one and give them kovod, each and every one. And lo tia oime l'roisha mishpocha kambab mishpocha. In other words, Klal Yisrael over here are being counted and they're being reckoned as a nation. But, says the parasha, don't go, says the Ramban, to each family and say, okay, family Reuven, tell me, put together your numbers, tell me how much there is in this and this family within your kids. And therefore, the efficient way of doing it would be to have a counting within each tribe, and each tribe, however many children they may have. Binyamin had 10 children, so from the 10 granddaddies, yeah, of Binyamin, come along and split up from your family, work it out, then they come together, put a reckoning of the 10 children of Binyamin, the one child of Dom, and work it out according to that, and we can, within a few hours, he come to the total perfect numbers of how Klal Yisrael are. No. It says, Apostle, Se'u es rosh kol adas b'nei Yisrael, mishpachosan b'es avosom, b'mispa shemus kol zochel g'gloisom. You got to work out according to the families, according to the fathers, b'mispa shemus kol zochel g'gloisom, according to each and every one, which means, Chazal tell us, that what happened over here was, that Moshe Rabbeinu had a huge, huge line outside his house. And people, one by one, were filing in. Moshe Rabbeinu would have a big, huge piece of paper and say, okay, you're from who? What's your name? You're from family God. Okay, obviously your father's called Chushim. Fine, who is your father? Very nice to meet you. And your name is? Okay, number one. You'll meet somebody else from Reuven. And that is how he'd go and meet each and every single individual. He'd find out who they were, who their families were, from Mishpachosim, Esavosim, and meet with them. And that is how he made the reckoning of each and every one of Klal Yisrael. The Ramban says, well, look in the Ramban. The Ramban says, "Limnoisam derech kovod gedula lekol echel ve'echel." Give kovod to each and every one. Loitia oimel reishem mishpacha kam of mishpachtecha. You don't say to head of the family how many are there in your mishpacha. Kamo bonim yeshachal. How many children do you have? Elo kulahu kulhoin. Your oivrim lefanecha. Each and every one should pass in front of you. Be'ema ubekovod, with fear and with respect. Va'ato moina oisom, and you count each and every one of them, find out where they come from, give every one of them. And the Medrash brings a different lashon. Medrash says, Oivrim kubekovod kechayolei shel beis David. They go through like the chayolim shel beis David, like the army of beis David. Each and every one of them is counted. Now, Rabbosai, the se'u over here means that Moshe Rabbeinu had to see and identify with every single one of the 603,000 of Klal Yisrael and meet with them and give them kovod and count them individually. Moshe Rabbeinu had what to do with his life. Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest Navi of all time. Moshe Rabbeinu is the greatest Magid Shir. Moshe Rabbeinu is the greatest Dayan. Can't his time be used more efficiently? If he wants to find out how many people they are, go along and speak to Mishpachos and Beis Avosim. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to count Klal Yisrael and give them covered on an individual basis? What's with the Bittul Torah? What's going on over here? This is Shaila I've had always. You may not have the Shaila where we see Moshe Rabbeinu counting Klal Yisrael because not living in that generation. But sometimes you do have the Shaila when you see Rashi Yeshiva. Go'inim Sheba Torah, where every moment is counted. And you know they won't be late for Seder. And they're tremendous masmidim. And they go and they travel from one city to the other for a Talmud Chasna. And you think to yourself, the Yeshiva need them. He could be giving Shurim. He's missing Shir to go here. And what right does he have to do that? The Bittul Torah. He's supposed to be a Magid Shir. His job description is to give Shir. He's Rosh Yeshiva. How can he take off his precious time to do that? How can he take off his man of limud and to be mevatel Torah in order to go along and be mechabad Talmud by a chasna? Over here says the Pasuk, and Rav Henoch Levovitz brings it out, that a Rebbe's obligation is not just to teach Torah. A Rebbe's obligation is to give chashivas to each and every Talmud. And if therefore there is a pull and push between teaching Torah and giving covered and exalting and making a Talmud feel good, then a Torah says, Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest Rebbe ever, stop learning, close your Gemara, don't give shit, don't be a dying, give cover to Klal Yisrael. It's more important to give cover to your Talmidim, to make your Talmud feel special, to give the covered, to make them understand who they really are, than it is to teach them a Shia and to give a whole Shia Klali. That's not important compared to the importance of going to a Talmud Chassid, spending the time and giving him that covered. I read the Lashon of Rabbeinu Yona. Rabbeinu Yona says in Shah HaVeda, HaPesach HaRishon Hu Sheyeda HaIsh HaOyvei, the person who is working on Avodas Hashem, Erech Atzmoi, the value of himself, Vayakir Ma'alosoi, and to appreciate his value, his Maila, U'Maila Savoisa G'duloisom V'Chashivusom, and to know his Maila, Maila of his forefathers, V'Chibosom Eisak HaYisparach, to understand the Chibot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is Parshas Bamidbar. Parshas Bamidbar begins with counting Klal Yisrael b'derech kovod. Se'u, lift them up, exalt them, elevate them, make them feel special. And even if it comes of your expense of Talmud Torah, so be it. It's more important to give the individual that chashivus. A Rebbe, says a Chanuch Lebowitz, is not a Rebbe to teach Torah and go home. A Rebbe is to show each and every Talmud his unique potential, to make him feel important. To understand the gadlus that he could reach as an individual. That is a Rebbe. You know, Reb David Lebowitz, the Tanach of Chaim, the Henel Lebowitz's father, he said that a Talmud should be a very important klal. A Talmud is b'siyaita d'rav. A Talmud is an individual that has to fulfill his potential b'siyaita d'rav with the help of his Rebbe. But a Talmud is not b'rishus harav. In other words, a Talmud is not somebody who is ultimately in the ownership of the Rebbe, that he completely mevatel himself, that he has no personality with his Rebbe. Reb Baruch Be'er Lebowitz, one of the Gedolei Olam, unbelievable. You go through his Sforim, Kedusha Baruch Be'er, and the Sforim of Baruch Shmuel, unbelievable Sforim. He was a Talmud Muvuk of Reb Chaim, but his Talmud, yeah, Reb Chaim's Talmud, Reb Baruch Be'er, and the way Reb Chaim learned to suga is completely different. That is a gadlus. The gadlus of a Rebbe, of Moshe Rabbeinu then, was su'u, make the individual special, bring out the uniqueness, show him that he has a potential. Says Reb Moshe, before Matan Torah, before we're reaching Shavuos, we have Parshas Bamidbar to teach us that each and every single one of Klal Yisrael is counted. each and every single one of us has a potential that is valued by the Rabbeinu Shleilim, and there's no way that we can keep the Torah unless each and every one of us knows that we have an individual koyach that is given within us, and before we come to Kabbalah HaTorah, we are individuals that are receiving the Torah. Rav Shimon Shon Pinkus brings out this vort in a slightly different mahalach. It's very beautiful. He says that this. The Pasuk says, Bemispa Shemois. Pasuk base. Count them. Bemispa Shemois kol zocha l'gul galesom. Bemispa Shemois literally means the numbers of their names for every zocha l'gul galesom. So it seems the numbers of the names. What's halal b'mispa shemos? How many names they have? See, Moshe Rabbeinu writes down their names, and he counts all the names he has on a piece of paper, and that is how he works out the numbers of Klal Yisrael. B'mispa shemos. Says Rav Shimon Shon Pinkus, b'mispa shemos actually is a stira, is a contradiction. And he says one of them, b'mispa, is what we would call a klolius, klal. Klal means it is something that is a built as a collective amount. Shemois is individual. Let me give you an example. When a person goes to a shop, he needs to buy X amount of tile to tile a wall. So he makes measurements and he realizes his wall, you know, he measures his wall, his wall is 4 square meters. And he finds that every one of his tiles is a certain measurement. So he works out how many tiles he needs in order to tile his wall. So he goes to the store and he says, I need 380 tiles to tile my wall. So those, every single one of those tiles is needed in order to tile the wall. If it's one tile missing, then he has a hole, a gap in the wall. So it's needed, one of those tiles are needed. In other words, the mispa, the number, is important, and without having that number, there'll be something missing. But each and every one of those tiles is not unique. It's just the fact that you have all the numbers together is enough to make up the completion of this wall. That is the mispa. Another example, you phone up, you're making a simcha, right? So you phone up a company that provides waiters and provides chefs and provides manpower, right? So you say, I need, please, 20 waiters in order to help by this chasna. So if you send 19 waiters, then there's one missing. You're missing. You're going to have a table that doesn't have a waiter. Okay? So there's a number missing. That's mispa. So there's a klal that make up the ultimate value. There's a collection that make up the ultimate value. On the other hand, there's shemois. Shemois are names. Shemois are names or individuality of each and every one. Yeah? Shemois are names. In other words, when you phone up and say, I would like, please, this particular chef to come, this particular chef is not a number, it's a name that you require this particular strength of this particular individual to make it happen. In an army, you need to send a platoon of 1,000 soldiers. So if you have 900 soldiers or 999 soldiers, you're missing one soldier in the platoon. You don't have an entire platoon of 1,000 soldiers. But if you're looking for an individual to lead that platoon, you don't say, I need number 46. I need this particular, the field marshal or this general to lead that platoon. So mispar is a collection of numbers that create perfection within the numbers, and shemois is an individual that makes it. For example, a family. Right? A family. A father can have 10 children. A father can have 10 children. What happens if he's Khalila, one of his 10 children disappears? As an accident, Rahman al-Islam, something terrible happens. Does he stop becoming a father? So he's a father now of 9 children. Because nothing dictated that all 10 makes him into a father. He can be a father over 9 children. And therefore, the mispah, the number over there, does not create him into a father. What makes him into a father? The shemois, the fact that he has children. Right? His children are a number. The father doesn't say, number 4, wake up. You've got to go to Davin. Number 6, make your bed. each one has its own name. Each one has an individuality that is unique. But it doesn't need the collection to put them all together. So over here the Pasuk says, we have Mispar, which means all together Klal Yisrael as one collection creates a phenomena. And we need every single one of them to be there in order for it to be completion. And the other hand, it's not important as a Mispar, as long as they're Shemos, as long as they have individuals that within themselves have the strength and have individuality and character, that's what's important. Again, there's a advantage and disadvantage, but Mispar means anything less than that perfect number, we're missing something, and that's what Klal Yisrael are. We need every single one of Klal Yisrael, otherwise we're missing within the Klal. We're missing within the group of people, we're missing Klal Yisrael. If we do not have that amount of people, if there's 599,999 people, yet in a huge, huge ulam, in a huge hall, then you cannot make the bracha. Chochem Arozim. We can't make the bracha. If you have 600,000, then we can do it. But it's 600,000 as a group. On the other hand, we may not look at ourselves as a collection, as I am a number. I'm not a number. Numbers, Rachman al-Itzlano, in concentration camps. Numbers, Rachman al-Itzlano, in armies where you have no real character. Every single Jew is a Shemois. He has his own name, has his own character, has his own definition, has his own being, has his own potential, and has his own faults. And you have to deal with each particular person itself. That is Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is a klal, ki ish echad belev echad. It's one klal which has all different parts to it. The Gemara says, Omer Shimba Yechai, Menayin ato oime, from where do you know? Ilu ho Yisrael chaseir mafilo odem echad. If Klal Yisrael had lacked one individual, Lehoisa Shchina Niglis Aleim, the Shchina would never have had come down on them. It says the pasuk Ki Beyoyim Hashlishi Yerid Hashem LeEinei Kol Ha'om Al Har Sinai, because it was Kol Ha'om, that multitude of people. That's why Klal Yisrael came down. So on one hand, we are a collection of people, and therefore our number is important. And if we're missing, that ceases to exist. HaKadosh Baruch Hu within Klal Yisrael, as it were. On the other hand, we may not look at ourselves as just a number, not have our own individuality. We are special within that itself. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says a very, very famous thought. And he says, why is it that if it's so important to choose Klal Yisrael, to count Klal Yisrael, not only to count Klal Yisrael, in this week's parasha we have that they are organized into different groups. We have Klal Yisrael, the 12 tribes, are split into four different groups, each one split into three groups of four directions, with the Kohenim and the Levim in the middle, and the Mishkan in the middle, right? And each one of these tribes, according to most Midrashim, have its own separate flag, with a leading flag in the front. Which means there's a certain order, there was a certain seder to how they traveled in the Midbar, which is all very, very important. Seder is very important. Chaim Shmulevitz talks about it. Seder is very, very important. If seder is that important, and it's so important to bring out the individuality of Su'u, count the numbers and know who you are, know who the tribe is, why is it that we're only told to do that in the second year? Vaydaber Hashem and Moshe b'midbar Sinai, the pasuk says, Ba'oyel moed be'echad l'chodesh hasheni, in the first of Iyar, b'shana hashenis, in the second year, let's say some me'eretz Mitzrayim. Only the second year after leaving Mitzrayim did we make this order, did we start counting them. Why is it that Klal Yisrael were not counted and set into these groups and the Seder immediately once we left Mitzrayim? Says Yaakov Kamenetsky, because the danger of splitting them into different tribes and giving each one its own flag, which in fact shows that each one has its own purpose in the world, the danger of that is making individuality too individual. Klal Yisrael have different purposes. There are some people, there are certain tribes who are supposed to be learning Torah. There are certain tribes who are supposed to be focusing on supporting those people learning Torah. There are certain tribes who are supposed to be involved in all different aspects of guarding Klal Yisrael and the borders, each one had his own purpose. If each one is exclusive, the danger is that they knock out everyone else. It's very dangerous. In Klal Yisrael today, there's Baruch Hashem, there's many, many different sects of Klal Yisrael, whether it's Hasidim, whether it's Litvaks, whether it's Sfadim, and each one has its own Mahalach. But to be exclusive is sometimes saying that I am right and you are wrong and I have nothing to do with you. Within Klal Yisrael, to make a flag and say, I am Reuven, I am special, and therefore making yourself into individual, we have a danger of making a pirud, of separating Klal Yisrael and destroying the Achdus of Klal, destroying the unity. And therefore the first year when he left Mitzrayim, there was nothing to unite the factors, nothing to bring everyone together, and therefore we could not possibly make Klal Yisrael into individuals, into individual tribes. Only once we had the Mishkan, which is a focal point of all Klal Yisrael, brought everyone together, then we could be afforded to have an individuality within a group. That is the Mispah Shemus, to have who you are within a group. And therefore, once we had a focal point of what the Mishkan was and what we're supposed to be working to in order to protect and to nurture, then we can have individuality. Unless we have a focal point, which is Torah today, we don't have a Beis Mikdash, but we have Torah today, which is a focal point of our life, then we can afford to be individuals. But we cannot afford to be individuals when we don't see everyone else and everyone doesn't see us as being one group who has one desire to do Kavod Hashem. So this week's parasha is, as we mentioned, it's the Se'u, is to identify the value of each and every Jew within the Torah. Not only that, it's B'mispah Shemos. It is within the group, knowing that every number is important, that and without that number, that final number of this of the all of Klal Yisrael, if somebody, Rachman HaSan, is missing within Klal Yisrael, then we're all missing, the whole number falls apart. On the other hand, don't get lost in numbers. Each and every one of us is a shame, has an individual obligation, individual focus, and individual potential to bring out. That is a Mispah Shemos. Our individuality, though, cannot chas v'sholem make us exclusive of other people also doing avodas Hashem, and we've got to keep our eye on the ball. Now, there is a very, very beautiful chasan sefer at the end of the parasha. The chasan sefer says in Perik Dalad Pasuk Chof, the last pasuk on the parasha, is based on the few pasukim before that, which is very unclear what the Pesukim are talking about. Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe vel Aaron lemo. Perik Dal Pasuk Zayin. This is a command of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe and Aaron. Al tachrisu esheva es shevet mishpachas hakohos metoich alevim. The shevet kohos should not be cut down from metoich alevim. Vezois asu lahem v'choyuv lo yimusu. And this is what they should do and live and not die. But Gishtam es HaKodesh HaKadoshim, when they come towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Aaron Avon of Yevoyu, they should come. V'somu oisom ish ala v'dosu al masoi. Each person should be on their avoda and on their mas, on what they carry. Now, there's a lav over here. V'lo yevoyu lirois kavala es HaKodesh v'meisu. And they should not see kavala es HaKodesh v'meisu. When it gets kavala es HaKodesh v'meisu means, literally, what does kavala es HaKodesh v'meisu mean? To be swallowed up from the Kodesh and die. What is this Pasuk telling me? What's going on over here? So this Machlokes is really what Pasuk Pshat and the Pasuk is. As the foreigner says, it's an obligation to have Seder. That Kohenim should be in a very organized fashion. That they shouldn't push and pull each other and jostle each other. And by doing so, if they do that, if there's no Seder done, it was done through a goyrel, exactly who should do what, then it's a danger of making Chil Hashem in the Mikdash. That's according to the Sephorna. The Rambam says that it's a warning to supervise each and every one to make sure he doesn't overdo his boundary. That a Kohen shouldn't do something that Kohen Gadol does, and the Levi shouldn't do something that the Kohen does, and the Levi who's a Meshoyre shouldn't do a Shoya. There's all different boundaries each one has. But the Chasam Sefer says that this Pasuk is a Pasuk that is relevant to each and every one of Klal Yisrael. And this is a fantastic, fantastic vote. We're individuals. And we all have value. And we look at ourselves and say, what is my value within Klal Yisrael? Who am I within a big picture? Who am I within a big picture? And you start looking at yourself compared to other people. And you define yourself by who you aren't sometimes. I'm not this person, and I'm not that person, I am myself. Sometimes though, by a person looking around, who am I, and trying to find himself, very often he finds that his level within Klal Yisrael is far more what he believes is insignificant compared to other people. I look around myself and I see that I have a chelik in Torah, I have a portion in Torah, but compared to my friends around me who have a far greater head than me, and a greater intelligence than me, and a higher IQ, and a more ability to learn, who am I really? Who am I? I see my friend the way he's davening, and he davens with so much more passion. He davens with so much more kavanah. He seems so much more attached. Who am I? And I feel bad, and I feel insignificant, and what I do is, I attempt to copy him. I attempt to be like him. And I attempt kinna sof from Tal b'chochma. I look, say to myself, listen, if you have kinna, if you have jealousy of chachomim, it increases your wish to be like him. Kinna sof from Tal b'chochma, and I want to be like him. And I see and I look around and I see that this person is able to learn 5 hours straight. And I've never been able to do that. And who am I compared to him? I want to make a difference in Klal Yisrael. I want to be special. I want to be an individual that shines like this other individual who shines. And I sit down and I close myself up in a room and I learn 5 hours. What happens then? If you are not that person, if you don't have the same characteristics as the person, you can literally lose everything you've had until now. Some people put it in a miskeret, or put it in a situation where it's just beyond them. Some people are able to daven hours and hours and hours. Yeah, in a shul, slow davening. You put a person who davens in that shul and he's not up to that level. You know what he'll do? He'll be put off davening for a few days. He won't go to shul b'chlal. It's too much pressure for him. Says a Chasam Sefer, V'lo yavoyu lirois. Don't come along and see, in other words, within the parasha of Bamidbar, and where each person is of individual mispah shemos. The last pasuk tells me, don't see, V'lo yavoyu lirois. Don't come and see what others are doing. Kavala es HaKodesh, and therefore you'll gobble up Kedusha and say, hey, I want to be like this person, I'll gobble up my Kedusha, I will try and attempt to jump and be somewhere where I'm not, I'll gobble up the Kedusha, I'll gobble up the stages until I reach where he is, because not what will happen, Vamesu, because you will die. Because if you attempt to be somebody that you aren't, and you push yourself beyond who you really are, at this particular stage, you are going to lose everything. You're not going to gain anything at all. Knowing who you are, when you are, and how you are is the ideal of every individual. Know what's your chiv in your world at that time. Rabbi Chaim Kaufman, Zecharin Rochit, say a fantastic vote for one of the Achreinim. He said like this. He says, a person could bring a korban, a koyin, could be standing in the most holy place, a kodesh, in a beis mikdash. Right? Standing, bring a perfect korban with no mum, doing the avodas Hashem in Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, and there he is. The kohen's got no mum. The kohen is kodesh, and he's standing there doing the avoda, and everything's going well. Perfect perfection, and he can do something that can not only destroy the korban, but sometimes bring koreis to himself. What is that? The kohen has a machshava of chutzas manoi or chutzas mekoimoi. If a kohen has a machshava that this animal should be eaten in the wrong time, or look at the sugi over there, if he has a machshava that the animal should be eaten in a wrong place, chutzas manoi chutzas mekoimoi, the machshava makes the animal possible. And if it's chutzas manoi to eat it longer than it should be eaten, it's pigle, and he gets koreis for that. Look in Shnai's Vach and Gemara's Vach, exactly what the halachas over there. But what is important is that a kohen is doing a perfect avodah of taking the animal and bringing it up to Rabbeinu Shleilam, and a machshava of chutzas manu chutzas mekoimai ruins everything. What's chutzas manu chutzas mekoimai? Says Rabbi Chaim Kalf and the Shem, Rabbi Gavriel Rabinovich. I'm not sure who that is. He says like this. he said within each individual there's an element there of chutzas manui. A person learns a sefer of yisoid shoyish avoda, and he sees how a person should be focusing on nizmoy shili yoyim haShabbos, and how a person should be focusing on the tkir shofar, and he tries to attempt to try and emulate people, the generations before him. I want to be like the Vilna Gaon. I want to learn 18 hours a day, daven 2 hours a day, sleep maybe a couple of hours a day, and do chesed out of it. That's what I want to be. I want to be the Vilna Gaon. I want to be chut lizmanu. I want to be somebody who is not in my generation. You could be doing very well until then, but if you try and be somebody that you aren't, chutz lizmanu, it makes you possible. It destroys who you are. That is chutz lizmanu. Being somebody, living in a different generation. You know, bringing up children today is different to previous generations. Parents have to be aware of that. We have all different challenges today. You know, when I was in yeshiva, I learnt in Gateshead, in a 6 month winter's month, 6 months month, we started from Cheshvan. Sometimes we had two adults. As a 6 months month, we took off one weekend from Thursday afternoon. We're back in yeshiva at Sunday night. 2 days, we went home. That was our weekend. If a mashkiach does not understand that today's generation needs more than that, then he's destroying them. And if a bocher does not understand that in Volozhin they learnt, you know, a few mesechtas in the zman, I want to learn a few mesechtas in the zman, you're destroying who you are. You have to know who you are. You've got to be in the zman where you're living. That's chutz lizmanu. What's chutz lemekomo? Chutz lemekomo is a person looks at his friend and he thinks, wow, I'm him. I can do exactly what he does. I'm going to learn and daven and do chesed and everything like him. You don't realize you're not in the same place as him. He is somebody who's worked in himself for years and years. He's a person who has given more time to his self-growth. You're not up to there yet. Maybe in a few years' time, if you work like your friend worked, maybe you will. But right now, he's a different place to you. And if you try and make that avoider like him, that is chutz mekoymoi, you're going to make your avoider apostle. Kavala es hakodesh, you're trying to grab the kedusha, the nesi you're going to fall. So therefore, this parsha is all about individuality. It's about knowing who I am, knowing that I am special, knowing I am unique, not looking over your shoulders, looking at other people, where they're holding. And therefore, if I'm not holding like them, let's try and jump and be like them. You don't have to. It's not desired. It's wrong for you. Be yourself. Be who you are. The Medrash brings down, why was it that we have Ish al digloi ba'oisa? It's a peric base, posuk base. It said Klal Yisrael had flags. Ish al digloi, Ish had flags. The Medrash brings down that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared in the Har Sinai, they were 22,000 malachim. Okay, 22,000 malachim.
2.2 million.
What's that?
2.2 million
malachim. Okay, it's 22. What's the Loshen?
Alfie
Revoz. 22. Remember the Loshen. And it's brought down over there that each and every one of those Malachim had its own flag. And Klal Yisrael, when they saw all those flags, had a desire to be that Malachim. So, you know, if you're very primitive, then you're thinking, look at a huge, I don't know, football stadium, right? And each one of the people, the supporters, are holding a flag. Oh, I want to be. I want to have a flag too. That's what Klal Yisrael desired, and it says Klal Yisrael desired to have the flags at the Malachim. What's the idea? What's each one's got to have a flag? What for? What Simchas Torah is a football game? What's the idea of each person having their own flag? So the Ma'ariv Shemesh brings down that a degel represents individuality. Each one had a different flag that defined who they were. Every single Malach may have looked the same. But every malach was aware that my avoda is different than malach next to me. I know who I am. I know what my avoda is. I know my purpose. That was a dagolim that each and every malach had. Klal Yisrael, when they saw that on Har Sinai, and when they received the Torah, wanted to understand their own individuality, know what their flag stands for. Who am I within Torah? And that is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them the flags later on, with a shvatim. Not an individuality within each and every person, but at least within each tribe, what is desired from them. No stepping on toes, no jumping stages. Ratzon Hashem is understanding who I am, when I am, and which generation I'm living in. One has to be very, very careful that neither to compare ourselves to other people and try and jump stages, nor sell ourselves cheap. Look over our shoulders and say, look, I'm so doing so much better than the other person. I'm fine. No, you are individual. You have your own koichas. Mispashemus. We're within a group. We have achdus. But each and every one of us has his own potential to be'ez Hashem, receive the Torah for ourselves. V'sein chelkeinu b'soira secha. Give us our own chelik in the Torah. That is what we daven for every day. And be'ez Hashem, with this parasha, learning it carefully, working through the parasha carefully, we'll understand that we're part of a klal, but more than anything, we are individuals that have no obligation, and it's wrong to look over your shoulder at others. Grow within yourself. Become great within yourself. That's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, and that will fulfill our part in the Torah.